Well, we're still here, so let's talk about it. I've started on this journey of talking about green burial. A lot of people have been asking me about different parts that they're learning. They may not have all the information, but they hear things. Something that a lot of people have been hearing is this idea of turning their body into a tree. And I've seen pictures, but I never really looked at the idea or the process behind that. So I did. What I'm learning is that as of today, there is no company that I've been able to find who actually can put a body into this egg-shaped pod to decompose and eventually have a tree planted above it, and then kind of complete the idea of a human body becoming a tree. What these companies can do, however, is create what's called a living urn. The idea and the concept are still the same, to create almost a sustainable forest by reforesting using decomposed ashes that have been cremated. They're also called cremains of people that are allowed to mix in the soil of a tree that is planted above it. Over time, the pod breaks down, the ash is released into the soil, and it supports the life and growth of a tree. It's pretty neat. When I looked into it, there were two particular websites that caught my eye. The first one was from the people who kind of developed this idea of a living urn and eventually a pod that a human can be placed into to start the growth process of a tree that would be planted above it. They admitted that right now, while the human pod is not available, they are still cremating and putting ashes into a smaller egg-shaped pod that goes into the soil, and the family member can choose what to plant above it. Some people choose rose bushes. Some people choose maples or oak trees. There are few things that I've read that cannot be planted above a pod. So, if we think about that, what's the green part? The green part is that the ashes are being utilized to augment the soil in order to sustain or grow a tree or a plant that someone has wanted their loved one to be incorporated into through their ashes. So the less than green part is this idea of having to cremate the body first. Hopefully, when you are desiring green burial, you'll already be aware that you do not want embalming. That puts what are recognized as toxic chemicals into the body to preserve the body until disposition, whether it's a burial in a casket underground or a cremation. You can choose, because you don't have to have it, even though funeral directors tell you that you do. Embalming is not legally required to have a body cremated. So you can choose this less expensive option of cremation, then collect the ashes after the process has been completed, take it to these living urn companies, and I'm going to reference two of them in my show notes so that you're aware. One of them will be the founder of the living urn human pod idea, and the second is another company that I found in just a brief search. I'll admit, I did not do an exhaustive search. I could be wrong. My research continues, however, and if I need to make a correction, you can bet I'll do it right here and potentially on my website as well. Okay, so getting back to this idea of a green burial that may not be as green as we could be led to believe. We talked about the embalming process. Then let's just talk about the CO2 that's put into the air when we are cremating a body. It's quite a heavy footprint. There are websites that show you the amount of, I think it's foot I don't know if they call it foot pounds. There's a way that they measure the amount of carbon that's being released into the air. Cremation is slightly better and more cost effective than burial, but still is a pollutant. So we have to keep that in mind. But we really don't have many other choices. Things that we can do, for example, when my dad was cremated, his wife let them put his body into a cardboard box. So yes, we're burning paper, but we're not burning a wood from a casket that has polyurethane or wood finishes or brass handles or satin, which is a synthetic, which really could burn some toxic smoke in the crematorium. So things of this nature, even I'm thinking like plywood. Most plywood has glue or some chemical to bond the pieces of wood together to make a sheet. It's not the same, I would think, as putting a tree, cutting it up, and making a box. So these are things that, depending on how ecologically minded a person is, they would want to really take into consideration. I think that's why my people, if I could call them that, are so interested in it. They want green options. We are all being told to really be mindful of our carbon footprint and how we're treating the earth and, let's face it, what we have left of this earth. So, yes, let's look into it. And kudos to companies that are trying to be on the cutting edge of these green processes for burial and body disposition. I'm going to talk about a few more in coming weeks, but for now, this is the green burial idea of a living urn. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye. I'm sure glad you were with me today. Talking about death and dying is hard enough. As we go forward, talking about death and dying and all the topics about end of life, conversations, the people that we love, people we want to know better, let's just keep learning together. And if there's something that you want to learn more about, you can drop me an email. My address is Kathy@whilewerestillhere.com. The website is whilewerestillhere.com. And the podcast is, you guessed it, While We're Still Here. So lots of ways to reach out, lots of ways to dig in and learn about talking to those people that we love while they're still here to have a conversation. Think about that. And until next time, folks, take care.